people those are not aware, they would give them the tags of like equivalent to thieves. I mean, as if they are, you know, like stealing things.
Okay.
I mean, mindset of a very normal Indian would be that they would think that, okay, he's with a bag and he's looks like a very shady character hanging around in a locality in the afternoon. I mean, you would just get very skeptical about his presence in your locality. So that's what happens to the mindset of a person who's not aware of this profession. But people who are aware, they know that what is a tremendous contribution these waste pickers are doing. But the only difference is that it's not a formalized sector. The government does not recognize them. They are possibly doing an immense amount of work in recycling for the entire country. But they don't have a basic thing like an identity card. I mean, a small ID card could also help them or protect them from police harassment or public harassment. So that makes a difference. I mean, he is an environment warrior. He is doing something for the climate. I mean, he's doing something for the environment. But he doesn't have that respect. It's because of mindset problem, and I wouldn't blame it only on the mindset of people. It's also to do with the mindset of the waste pickers. I mean, many of them, they themselves don't know. I mean, how crucial they are for this environment, how important they are. Because they've never got that recognition. So once they get, like if WWT is, you know, rehabilitating the lives of some of them, I mean, the waste pickers who work with us, they don't... Yeah, they will have some inhibitions. They will know that their job is a very low salary job. I mean, they don't really get so much of money. They would down the line feel that. But once again, there is a sense that they're coming for work where they have a uniform. I mean, they are like a group of independent women. So that sense develops, and they have a fixed salary in a way that the family could kind of predict that, okay, at the end of the month, this much money we might have, we could put that in this expense. But for a waste picker who's working every day on the road, I mean, he might just not earn anything on a single day, or he might earn something on one day, or he might just spend it on liquor or alcohol, and there is no surety. So there's a lot of mindset issues.
Does caste still play an aspect in people's attitude to waste collectors?
Yeah, it does, because though I'm not very aware of it, because I don't belong to this city, I'm from another part of the country.
Okay.
So what I have come to know while my introspection in this particular area is that the waste pickers are mainly from a lower caste of the society. So, you know, even in the slums and all, they will have a restricted area where they will stay.
Okay.
So, as
outcasts
far as...
within the outcast community.
Yeah, I mean, they are supposed, that's their job. They are into waste picking. So that's like looked down upon. And they would have one place in the slum, which is for them. So that means they're not really mixed up with the entire community. So, it does play a particular role.
Do you feel that LandLab has maybe worked to change this a little bit? Because when I spoke to the women, they felt that people around them were finally respecting them, and that it wasn't playing such a big role in the way people treated them. So do you think that LandLab has played a role in maybe reducing that discrimination?
Yes, it has, because, once they're doing that kind of a job, people don't really look at them as waste pickers or roaming around without any identity. I mean, people know, I mean, their neighbors would know that they are going to this particular place for a job. They have a uniform there. They have a meal given to them every day. And they get this much amount of money at the end of a week. So automatically that sense of a formalized community does come in. And when that sense of a formalized community, or when that sense of identity comes in, this particular factor that you look down upon the job because this is a waste picking job, that kind of slowly starts, you know, evaporating.
Okay.
So I think that's directly connected. Like, if you're going to a place to work, and rather than roaming around in the streets, that itself changes the entire focus.
Yeah.
So, like, we've placed three of our waste pickers in one of the IT companies to manage their organic waste converter. So automatically, you know, there is like a... there's really a boost in their morale. They are like, they're going to this big IT company. They've given badges. They are going in, you know, very clean clothes. They feel like they're one of them. I mean, they have a 9-to-5 job. They're supposed to go there, work in their waste management facility and come back. But they are going to one of the biggest IT company premises in India. So it's like a big thing for them. So this is what we want to make them feel. This is what we want to give them, that sense of self-respect.